That's right. Who is this?
This is Todd Rundgren.
Todd? Here he is. Hot off recording his fourth album.
Yeah, it's Dave Waite. We're in live in studio in the Rand bunker.
Yeah.
Rand Barnacle bunker.
Hot off of recording his new album, Time Can Wait.
Time Can Wait. Is that what it's called?
I don't know. It's Dave Waite, everybody, in studio. I would love to be that guy. Man, I haven't done a podcast in my apartment in forever, dude.
I was thinking about this because I recorded Planet of Tapes. It's me on top of a globe holding a tape up.
Oh, live from Planet of the Tapes?
Yeah, and I'm holding up like a cassette tape.
A cassette tape. Ooh, that's pretty cool.
You know?
Are you doing your stance? Standing on the world?
I was thinking maybe you would do the artwork or something.
Yeah, I would love to, dude. I'd be motherfucking honored.
But I think maybe we'll take the same theme from that album that, you know, I was trying to work on that one out. I'm trying to salvage that thing. But
Do you want the earth to be flat? David?
I don't want people to get the wrong idea.
Do you want the earth to look like a cassette? And you're holding the world, man?
But I was thinking, you know, I was looking at the numbers of our podcast, you know, doing the analytics.
Crushing.
You know, Teddy, our intern, he was, you know.
Teddy!
Feeding me some stuff, and we were trying to, you know, look at what episodes performed the best. The Sopranos versus Godzilla.
It's number one.
It's the biggest one. And then the Seinfeld versus Jaws, that's a big, big hit.
Man, we might need to switch this up to doing just straight up crossover apps, dude.
Well, I was thinking maybe if we just had, like, here was an idea, like, each week, because it's Riff City. And what if we went more in a geography sort of theme? We could even just maybe even take it out of the comedy category. I don't know if there's geography podcasts, but we could probably go straight to the top
of the geography podcast
charts.
Yeah, dude, we'll change our category.
It would just be, you know, it'd be like Nat Geo,
Riff City. Yeah. Today we're talking about crags. Yeah, that'd be sick.
But you know, we could have, you know. Years ago, I had this idea for a TV show called Fictional Geography, and I was thinking about, like, they'd have, like, places, like, they'd do an in-depth dive in, like, Tatooine or something like that.
Oh, okay.
But I think on Disney Plus, they have something called Biosphere, which is kind of like that. I think they go through the planets.
Like different places.
Star Wars. Biosphere.
Oh, God. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. It's that dew. It dries my throat.
Oh, man. You got that dry dew.
Got that dew throat.
Dew throat. Dew neck.
But what if we did, you know, like, what if this week, the title of the episode is, what city has the most werewolves in?
Okay. Well, London.
Well, yeah, you would think London. Yeah, because they had
the movie.
American Werewolf in London.
But he wasn't even from there.
He was on vacation.
Yeah, he's on vacation.
I'm on vacation.
I'm on vacation, dog.
Now I'm a wolf, bro. Oh. And there was the Warren Zevon song, Werewolves of London.
Yeah, that's true. Do you think, who did that first?
What? The song was first.
So then maybe that dude just really liked that song and was like, I'm going to write a movie.
I'm going to write a movie, man. Thinking London.
Yeah.
And the movie doesn't even start in London. They're like hiking the English countryside, and they roll into some bar.
Oh, a little bar. Yeah, yeah. And damn, I haven't seen that in mass.
Yeah, and those dudes, the whole town's like, you know, they're just giving them up to the werewolf.
Indiana's pretty werewolf heavy. Silver Bullet, wasn't that Indiana?
Was Silver Bullet Indiana?
I feel like
Stephen King stuff is always like in Maine or something.
Silver Bullet was Stephen King?
Yeah, I think he wrote that.
All right, number one werewolf town, obviously somewhere in Romania. One of them Eastern European countries.
That's Dracula country.
Yeah, but that Dracula's always... Dracula turns into a werewolf in Bram Stoker.
He does?
Yeah, remember when he's fucking that lady in the funeral? No. Or in the graveyard?
I don't remember that at all.
He's fucking a lady at a funeral. He was fucking that lady in the graveyard in her dreams, and then it popped out. But he was a werewolf when he was...
I do not.
He was literally raw dogging her in that graveyard.
I don't remember any of that.
What?
I would have sure remembered bestiality.
Three things I remember about Bram Stoker's Dracula. Number one, Gary Oldman's cool-ass red armor at the very beginning. That looks like muscles.
Okay.
Number two, his boobs haircut when he's an old Dracula.
Okay.
And number three, raw dogging that lady as a werewolf in that graveyard.
That's a lot to remember.
All those things made me horny.
Oh,
no, dude, I definitely remember that. And if I'm making it up, it was my own dreams.
So you think London is the at least the European capital of werewolves?
Because it's always foggy and gray and shit.
And there, you know, there's a Trader Vic's and the werewolves drinking in there.
What is Trader Vic's?
It's where
it's like Trader Joe's, but
that's in
British
the
stuff.
Werewolves of London song. He's like, there was a werewolf drinking at Trader Vic's.
Oh,
his
that's
hair was
right.
Perfect.
Yeah, his hair was perfect. Yeah. Damn. Yeah, maybe it have to be London. London always seems like it's nighttime.
You know, you could. You know, some people. There was Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Maybe the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde was a werewolf.
Dude, what, dude? What? I always thought he was like a Hulk.
Well, you know,
like a Mad Hulk.
Or like a doctor, or he was like some sort of.
But wasn't the Hulk a scientist?
Yeah, the Hulk was a scientist.
Dude, did they just steal that from Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
Maybe.
Yeah, dude, they stole the Hulk.
It's possible.
Dude, turn this podcast off, dude. Werewolves are definitely. Well, where did they originate? Probably Grimm Brothers.
Probably something, you know. I don't know where the werewolf.
It has to be like it has to be London. What American city would?
I think the idea of the werewolf came from, you know, at the twilight of night, and because you couldn't tell if it was a dog or a wolf, so you needed to beware of the wolf. You know.
Yeah, beware of the wolf, werewolf, dude.
Werewolf, because you know it's dusk. You're out there. You're a little kid. You've been farming all day.
You're not going to believe this.
What?
The earliest surviving example of a man-to-wolf transformation found in the Epic of Gilgamesh from around 2100 BC. However, the werewolf, as we know, as it first appeared, these motherfuckers are Roman, dude.
Roman?
They're Italians, dude.
Well, Italians pretty hairy.
Oh, and Greece. Ancient Greece and Rome.
Those are two hairy-ass people.
Yeah, Mediterranean hair people. So, damn, werewolves are Italian, dude.
It's just some Italian that didn't... He didn't shave. He didn't shave, and then he got bit by a rabid dog. He just had rabies. He was just an Italian with rabies.
Yeah.
With his arms flapping around and scaring people.
Yeah. Running through the town and shit like... Damn.
Yeah.
Rome. Dude, what?
Rome, if you want to roam around the world.
Da-da,
gonna be bit by a werewolf. So what about in America?
San Francisco.
San Francisco.
I think San Francisco, that area.
Rice-a-roni treat.
Northern California. Uncle Ben's getting bit. I think it's fucking.
He's hanging off the side of a trolley.
Off the side of a trolley.
The Zodiac killer? Werewolf?
Getting shoulder checked in the fucking. off the pack one or whatever the fuck it's called. He's up in the Presidio. That sounds like somewhere a werewolf is.
Presidio.
Whatever.
You were like Presidio.
Presidio! It's all rich people anyway. John Madden lives up there. Gives a shit.
And the werewolf swims out to Alcatraz at night.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he swims in.
He's getting bit by sharks.
Doesn't
even care. It just makes him angry. Dude, yeah, werewolf stalking around that Golden Gate because it's already foggy as shit. It's already sketchy out there. I went there in like 2012, and we left the game, the Giants game, and the Giants played the Reds, and we left, and there was like 3,000 people on the sidewalk in front of us walking up the Mission, and because of the fog, you could only see about 120 of them motherfuckers, dude.
And werewolf just in
there.
I
could picture it.
Just eating tech nerds.
Maybe Michigan, a werewolf could trounce around.
Maybe.
That seems like, Maine, Stephen Kang.
He's up there with the werewolves.
Kang's got a hold on the werewolfology, dude. He probably knew they were from Greece and Rome.
Alaska?
Yeah, that seems more like vampire territory.
Yeah, yeah. 30 days a night, bro.
Yeah. Dude, have you seen Black Summer, dude?
You were telling me about this.
Oh, never mind. I'll wait 10 more minutes.
Till the word of mouth.
Yeah, yeah. It fucking rips. Damn, dude. Okay, werewolf. I don't picture werewolves as like southern.
No.
Like, I don't picture
don't
like a Louis.
That humidity.
Nah, you got all that fur on you, dude.
You're getting out. You
got to be a cold weather beast.
You just shave that fur down. Now all of a sudden you're just out there.
Seattle.
Seattle,
good that's werewolf a, territory.
Yeah, that's Bigfoot country, though.
Yeah, but Bigfoot is kind of in line with werewolves. Nah, big furry thing running around.
Bigfoot never really attacks people. He's not really. He's just hanging.
Little do you know, brother.
Oh,
there's a lot of mysterious things that happen up on the mountain.
I think a lot of that has to do with like a couple Coors Lights.
Yeah, a couple people bombing Coors and dying in the mountains. Yeah, dude.
Oh, Bigfoot came and got him.
Yeah, dude, just in court.
Oh, yeah, the Bigfoot.
Well, we heard a weird noise. Bigfoot just took him away. Then just never find your buddy.
Down at the bottom of a ravine.
Yeah. Why does this text message say he's like banging your wife? You're like, I don't know, man. Bigfoot hates
infidelity.
Bigfoot hates infidelity, dude. Bigfoot hates adultery, dude. That's like one of his tenets.
He's very monogamous. Yeah. He
if it reads in the Native American tomes about Bigfoot hating adultery.
One man, one wife.
What? Yeah. One man, one wife, dude. Or he'll come ransack your teepee. But we didn't have a teepee. We were staying in a Kelty tent, and my buddy Brad is just never to be seen again. They find him like 20 years later. They're like, oh, yeah, that you shot him.
What if yurts were just glory holes for Bigfoot?
Dude, yurts. Squirts, dude. Dude, yeah, man, but I don't know, dude. Do you think Bigfoot's real?
No.
Or was at a time? Maybe
know.
Back in the 15s?
I find it hard to believe that there was some creature out there that we've never found any bones.
Well, we didn't find lowland gorillas until like 1925 or something like that.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. What? I don't know. I find it pretty far-fetched that there's...
Bigfoots? Man, I don't know, dude. I think they're real, dude.
Somebody, Bobcat Goldthwait, I didn't mean to drop that name. You want to pick it up? I dropped it. He made a Bigfoot movie.
Now I want to see it.
I think it's called Willow Creek or something. You want to Google it?
Is it sick? Did you see it?
I haven't seen it. I should see it.
Man.
I know.
Isn't he your friend?
I know him personally.
Whoa, get it up. Get that name back up. Bobcat Goldthwait. Oh, I'm throwing up. He made it in 2013. It's called Willow Creek.
Willow Creek. Give it a watch.
Oh, it's with what's her name from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, yeah?
Well, it looks like her. I don't think it's her, actually, now that I'm seeing it. Willow Creek. Dude, I want to watch this. It's on Tubi for free.
I don't know what Tubi is.
Tubi! Tubi's like one of
those.
That's
going to be like, in like 20 years, comedians will be like, man, you know, we were poor. We were watching Tubi.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, he's a Tubi guy.
Remember when the
you know, trying to come to school like, hey, you watch this new show on Tubi? It's called Alf.
You were throwing him in his locker, writing Tubi on his backpack. Did you remember when comics for like 3 months?
I'm watching Pluto TV.
Yeah. You remember when comics for 3 months would be like, check out my new special on CISO, like as a joke. It's like, dude, shut up, man.
They would have thrown somebody under a bus to be on CISO, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They would have like stabbed their best friend to be on CISO. That's CISO credit.
CISO.
You were up on CISO.
I think I might have been on
CISO. I think you were on CISO.
I think I was on there because I was on Lachlan Patterson's special. I played the silver guy. You know, the guy like.
Oh, yeah, like that stands the statue
and
man.
And then I was like trying to bum a dollar off him and then try to get some weed. And then Todd Glass played a bush man.
Hell
he was
yeah.
Dressed like a bush.
Hell yeah.
And then Al Jackson was like the guy. Selling you CDs, you know, like trying to sell his music and shit. So,
dude, you know what the new move is? You get a bunch of thumb drives. Put your Epic special on there, and you just hand them out to people on the streets.
Yeah, man, I should.
Yeah, be like, here you go. Check me out.
So Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yeah, talk on it.
You know, he did a lot. He did research for that movie, and he went to like sci-fi or paranormal conventions.
Yeah,
and he said the Bigfoot people are the lowest. They're the lowest in the hierarchy of UFO people. All the others.
Yeah.
The Bigfoot, they all like dunk on the Bigfoot people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you're a Bigfooter, it's a lonely place.
Who's the highest?
I don't know.
Alien people,
yeah.
Because there's so many ways you can move through. You could be like, actually, I think aliens are slugs. And then like another guy would be like, actually, they're the classic tall grays.
Yeah.
And
then
the Bigfoot guy's like, well, I think a monkey lives in the woods.
Right.
Yeah. And people are like, boo! Get him out of this convention.
But I don't think Bigfoot and werewolves travel in the same circle.
I just felt like I was thinking big, hairy. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
They're definitely, but werewolves, I feel like climate, wherever is the creepiest weather, dude.
What if somebody would have been like, what if Trump would have been like, let's build the wall to keep Chupacabra out?
That would rule. That would rule.
I mean, he was probably like 3 months away from saying that.
Yeah, but like he's already insane.
Yeah, he already says wild stuff.
If he said something like that, you'd be like, whatever, dude. We'd have grandpas wearing hats that are like, keep Chupacabra out.
People would be going like, they'd be loading up F-150s with a bunch of dudes in the back. We're going to get Chupacabras.
That would rule
like a big
so
time,
hard.
An adult snipe hunt.
Yeah. That would rule. They're just like killing armadillos. That would rule so fucking hard if they were just like, I don't know, if they just like, if some president gassed up all these Reds enough that they like started believing in wild shit and actually like, I mean, like, there's Bigfoot dudes that legitimately have ruined their life over Bigfoot.
Yeah, yeah.
They, like, are unmarried. They don't talk to their daughter. They're, like, a Bigfoot guy forever. Yeah. That's so fucking crazy. But if a president got, like, a million of them fucking soft-brained people all ready to go, that shit would be so hilarious, dude.
It would give them an activity. They'd have something to do on the weekend.
Yeah, it's just
they
people would, in Ohio in the
they
woods.
They wouldn't be fucking with, like, some city council, like, they're like, they're gonna teach. Like now they're showing up at school boards, like they're gonna teach kids about racism.
They're
like, we're just the school board.
Yeah, leave us alone.
What the fuck? We ain't teaching these kids anything.
Y'all taught my son how to be gay. And it's like, what, dude?
They don't listen. These kids love not to know stuff.
Yeah,
that's their favorite thing. And you're worried that they're gonna accidentally you'd be thinking if they learned anything. You're
know,
worried,
dude.
They're to learn that maybe the people in the past were not so good.
Yeah.
They're dead. They're all dead. And things have gotten better. And the people in the past had dumb ideas, and we know more stuff than them.
They didn't know anything. George Washington wore more makeup than some of my grandma's friends.
You know how George Washington died?
Makeup poisoning.
No, he was sick. And they did bloodletting to him.
Oh, they just cut him up.
They cut him up. That was like the guy was the president. They're like coming over, like, well, we better let some blood out of him.
Yeah,
until he was dead.
I love it.
And then those people are like the founding fathers. I'm like, that guy got cut up until he was dead.
He had bad blood.
Bad blood,
dude. It's so fucked up that people are like, man. I mean, they're teaching our kids the old ways are the best. Like, and that, yes, George Washington got cut up. But even more recent than that, like 45 years ago, doctors used to just do surgery and smoke cigs.
Yeah, just burning heaters.
Rip a dart while they were cutting your leg up, dude. Yeah. It's like,
just
dude,
ashing in your fucking body.
It's fine. He's a smoker.
When you get out of here, we'll give you some meth.
Yeah.
It's called a diet pill.
Oh, no shit. You're
just some housewife all amped up on fucking greenies. Yeah. Yeah. Cleaning the house.
They used to go to psychologists and be like, all right, man, your brain's really fucked up. Here's cocaine.
Yeah.
Yeah. This ought to stop your anxiety. Here's a bunch of fucking cocaine.
What if Sigmund Freud was a werewolf?
Dude, he seems like he was a werewolf. What did he even look like? Anybody know?
Yeah, they had pictures or paintings of him.
I want to know what he looks like.
He looked like a, you know, just...
Looks like a dick.
He looks like some uptight bitch.
Yeah, Sigmund Freud, you old uptight bitch. Yeah, he just looks like... He looks like what I think Einstein looks... I couldn't pick this guy out of a lineup. If Sigmund Freud was in my kitchen doing a handstand naked, I'd kick him out. I wouldn't even know who he was.
And everything, all his theories are like proven wrong. He just really wanted to fuck his mom. He was just a freak.
His shit was like he needed therapy.
Yeah. And he was like riffing coke and shit like that.
Yeah, he was bombed, dude. He was just on fucking coke talking that shit. People were coming in there crying like, my husband's mean. He's like, I got the perfect thing. Here's some cocaine.
Is it time for the word?
Damn. 2106, we could do it.
I'm too early. Man, we could do it early. Word of mouth. Word of mouth. Wow. Our biggest fan came out to the show last night, Brandon Day.
B-Day, B-Day, B-Day.
Yeah. He had the Riff City drip on. He had that blue shirt. Yeah. Love that blue shirt.
Damn, I have to still order one of them blue shirts.
Yeah, blue shirt, man.
Damn, blue shirt. Get the blue shirt at Blow the Collar.
BlowTheCollar.com/Dave Waite. Or I think there's a link. Usually I try to put a link in the podcast thing, but yeah.
On the episode.
Yeah, okay. So get that Riff City drip, dude. Even it looks good enough where people think it might be like a minor league basketball team.
Or they might think
Rapid City is Riff City. You know, just has that look where it could be like
Rip City.
Rip City, yeah. But like some other, like there was Rip City and then some other city's like, what if we're Riff City? You know, it looks like that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's got that cool drip to it.
That shirt does slap ass.
So yeah, if you want to get that, it's only $19.99.
Woo! Deals! Buy one for your Meemaw.
Practically free.
Cover what? Cover up her boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you do with a shirt when you buy it for your Meemaw.
Yep.
My word of mouth. I busted.
Busted nuts.
I busted it in the nut early. I said it early, dude. Netflix, bruh. Black Summer, dude. I don't really fuck with zombie shit.
Yeah.
I tried Walking Dead, man.
It's a bit much. No, I watched for years. I watched for about 4 or 5 years. And I
gave
bounce.
Walking Dead 3 seasons.
Three? That's pretty good.
I was like, I'm done. I'm out.
It's just
all
like,
the shit doesn't fuck. Okay, yeah, I get it. All the people are bad.
Yeah.
But you took fucking 80 episodes to keep telling me that?
Yeah.
There's nothing with the zombos.
Yeah.
The zombies are just running... Black Summer is, what is her name, Jamie King? She's in it.
Yeah.
And she's fucking great. And it just starts out, they're just like, it's on Netflix. So they just go, y'all know what zombies are.
Yeah.
Here's the fucking show.
Right.
And it kind of ties into people, everybody running. There, you don't know a lot about the characters, but then you get just really invested in them just for no reason because they're people that are on TV that you're watching run around.
Yeah.
And it's done super well. And the zombies are fucking cool. And the government, there's no deeper story.
Yeah.
Like, they're all just trying to find out why this plane is flying over the city like a passenger plane.
Yeah.
When there's nothing else. Like, the government is bombing whole neighborhoods of people that are sick. And then... people are just stealing each other's cars and running out of their houses. Yeah. When the sirens go, they're like, shit, they're bombing our neighborhood today. Yeah. We got 15 minutes to get on the military thing, and we're all going to the baseball stadium. Yeah. And then people can't go to the baseball stadium. Now they're running through the neighborhoods trying to find a way to the baseball stadium. There's zombies. There's people in trucks stealing gas from other people so they can keep driving around, find this fucking plane, get to this airstrip. God, it's good, dude. 40-minute episodes, it slaps.
All right.
I ran through 2 seasons. In 2 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
8 episodes of C's. Black Summer on... And that is my word of mouth. And that was a word of mouth given to me from Mike Holinsky and Joe Mesa.
Oh, so you got, this is a
trickle-down word of mouth.
Trickle-down, second-hand.
Yeah, it's second-hand word of mouth. Second-hand. I took their word of mouth, and now I fucking use it.
See, that's how word of mouth works.
That's how it's supposed to work. And if you're listening to this podcast, you're not doing all of our word of mouth.
See, that's my ultimate goal with Riff City is to get something out there in the universe, and then it loops back around to me. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
We tell somebody on the podcast, they tell somebody.
Yeah.
Tell somebody. Then eventually somebody goes, oh, did you hear about this?
Yeah. Well, we heard about it where? On Riff City.
Yeah.
Then it's like, pff, now we got millions of listeners.
Yeah, now we're influencers.
Yeah.
But for the right things.
Yeah, I also want there, and we only really got this almost maybe happening with B-Day, 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 but I want somebody to embody all of our word of mouth for the first live show.
Yeah.
Like, somebody has to come in wearing fucking Jordans and, like, a shirt with Black Summer and Grateful Dead, and, like, somebody's riding a bike over there, they're meditating, they're, like, taking a nap, they got a fucking dead, all my hats are dead. On.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah. They're like, they have like a library on their back.
Yeah. My word of mouth is, you know, I started watching that Hot Ones show, and that's pretty entertaining. I got hit some hard hit. People are having full on meltdowns, existential crisis.
Wings.
And he's got like the deepest question. Like, he like interviewed somebody's third grade teacher and hits them with some whack question. And they're over there like, what's that? How'd you find that out? But that's not my word of mouth. Everybody knows Hot Ones.
Right.
But I was on their YouTube channel, and First We Feast. And then, mm-hmm. you scroll down.
So
and then
there's
this
there.
Guy. The burger scholar, George Motz.
Yeah.
5-minute videos. He's got this rockabilly haircut. He's fucking moving his arms.
Gotta hate that.
At first I was suspect of this guy's energy.
Yeah.
But I like, because he'll be like, shit. You know, like, So he brings some dad energy, and he's ate like 5,000 different types of hamburgers in America.
It's like, dude, you did it.
But he shows you these regional burgers.
How fat is this guy?
He's not fat at all.
What?
He bikes around.
Oh, he bikes around.
And he lives in New York City. It's hard to be fat in New York because you're moving all the time. You're walking. You're getting your steps.
Is that true?
You didn't see as many fats there.
Eh.
I mean, not as many. Ooh. On a whole. On an average.
All right.
A lot of good butts in that city.
A lot of glutes.
But yeah, dude, he shows you the video is only 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And he shows you how to make like perfect burgers. I mean, it's some real food porn.
Have
but
you put this in fucking practice there, Papa?
I haven't made, but it, like seeing how to make the smash burger and all that stuff, I'm like, all right.
Wait, that's just the classic hand patty.
Yeah, but he's got like a fucking mallet. He's got a piece of marble.
What, he's beating it down?
Yeah, he's smashing it all the way down, then throwing it up on that thing.
Oh, so he's thinning that boy thin.
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 Then he's got these other ones. He showed, like, there's, like, a steam burger. He has, like, this.
Dude, those look good.
Yeah, he shows you how to make a steam burger. He bought, like, this special thing.
Mary Steenburger, Ted Danson's wife.
And then there was this one. It was, like, a Malaysian street burger. And you cook the burger, and then you crack an egg on the other side and spread the egg out, and then you're cooking a burger. And then you take the burger, put the burger in. And the egg, and then wrap the egg around it, and then put some Malaysian sauces and shit.
Whoa, dude.
And then it's like the fucking egg surrounds the burger and shit. I mean, it's some
now
wild.
Now we're fucking talking.
Wild shit.
I like shit like that, dude.
They're all like 5-minute episodes. You watch them, they fucking rip.
Dude, I watched one thing where a guy.
Burger Scholar
on First We Feast. I'm watching it. I watched one where, dude, I want a steam burger bad. Because there's a restaurant somewhere. I think it's in New. I think
it's in Connecticut. I think he talked about this place.
Connecticut, where it's like right off the road. It's like this tiny little spot. Yeah, and the dude's just got trays and he's fucking steaming burgers.
He did an episode on that. He bought one of the steamers, so he was able to steam them in his own house. But like they're little tiny trays, the burgers go in. Then they slide the cheese on top of it. It's wild.
Looks great.
Wild shit.
Looks great, dude. I'm in.
Yeah.
Damn, I want a steam burger. Mary Steenburger.
All right. Shit. Hold on. I got to pull it up on my phone. Here. Oh, what the fuck? All right.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. He doesn't even know his password.
I got too many numbers.
Put your face on it.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, oh shit.
Fuck. Oh, shit.
There it is, it unlocked. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Are we still on?
Yeah. This is good.
Is it good?
I don't know. I would listen. I would still be listening.
You'd still be listening?
Well, thanks for listening to Rip City. Like, share, subscribe, tell a friend, tell an enemy. Maybe you'll become friends over this podcast as you formerly were, if they're now your enemy, but you knew each other some way. We love you. Buy a shirt belowthecollar.com/Dave Waite for the Rip City shirt. We'll see you guys. Godspeed.